I just believe it's really powerful what we've just seen, and I believe already God has been speaking to our hearts, but we're coming into a time of year, a time when it's Christmas, it's full on, it's mayhem, it's hectic. There's so much going on, there's so much action, there's so much activity. We come into this time of year where it's mayhem and madness, and the kids are screaming. You know, mum's trying to put dinner on the table. People are fighting for toys, they're fighting for affection, they're fighting for everything. It's just such an awesome time in one sense, but a busy time in the other. And I just believe tonight that God wants to speak to us, and especially as we come into these times of the year. Because oftentimes we have this thought about God that He's the creator of the universe. He created us, and He's just going to roll in on top of all our noise, all our mess, and come and speak to us above everything else. He's going to silence all the mess. Oftentimes we have this thought that God, because He's so powerful, He's just going to come in, and even though we're so busy and everything's going on, all of a sudden we're going to stop in our tracks and God's voice is going to be the only thing we can hear. And sometimes God speaks like that. But oftentimes he doesn't. Oftentimes God is wanting to engage in us in this still small voice, this whisper. And at times like Christmas, we can so get wrapped up in the activity, the stuff that's going on, the mayhem and the madness, that we actually miss the very thing that God wants to speak to us. We actually miss the very person of Jesus that wants to come in onto our situation, into our mess. There's one thing I love. There's one thing I love doing, and that's our three-year-old daughter. I love telling secrets to her. I love whispering to her. And this has been a thing that we've been doing recently for the last couple of months. I get Mia and I call her over and I tell her a secret. Who knows, it's not a secret at all. But I love to whisper to her. I love for her to come and tell her a secret. And the other day I was thinking about this. I was thinking, why do I love this so much? Why do I love to tell my daughter secrets? Why do I love to whisper to her? You see, I don't do it so that I can have a softer voice. I don't whisper to her so her brother can't hear. I'm not telling her secrets so that she can get close to my bad breath. The reality is that I'm engaging in telling her secrets and whispering to her because I love her to be close. I just love her to be close. And who knows that whispering doesn't work in a noisy room with two people on either side. This whole concept of whispering doesn't work when there's a disengagement with two people. Whispering and telling secrets works in this place of intimacy. It works in this place of someone being close. And I honestly believe that God, He can come into our lives and He can show us, He can demonstrate His power, He can show us His voice in many ways, and He does. But maybe, just maybe, the reason why He whispers to us is because He's close. Maybe it's because He loves intimacy. Maybe it's because He loves to be close. He loves His sons and daughters to be so close. You just think about the creator of the heavens and earth who could come in our life, no matter what it looked like. He could make an impact. He could set fireworks off. He could proclaim his name. He could silence all other noise in our lives. But often, he decides to come like this as a whisper. And I believe it's because he loves to be close. Maybe at the moment you're in a season of your life where you've got relational issues. Maybe you're in a season of sickness. God wants to whisper life into that. He wants to whisper healing into those situations. Maybe you're dealing with anxiety and stress. He wants to whisper into that right now. I just believe that God right now, even as we're taking these moments now, he's walking through the seats here. He's whispering to you. He's speaking to you. Even on the eve of one of the busiest days of the year, Jesus is walking along here and he's whispering how much he loves you. His mercy, his grace, his forgiveness for you tonight. You know, I was thinking about this the other day and I thought, the most defining moments in my life when God spoke to me, a lot of them are from this whisper of God. It was so small, so gentle, but so profound that I nearly missed it. This time when God speaks to us and it's not loud, it's not bold, it's not full on in our face, but it's just this personal, intimate whisper. This message, this voice from God, that if we're not careful, we can actually just about miss it. And when I think about decisions we've made, it's some of the most defining moments in my life is these times when it was just a whisper. Just a voice, a still, small voice of God speaking to me. Yeah, the message of Christmas, it's actually about God finding you. It's not about you finding him. I think he's happy for us to believe that somehow we found him. But the reality is that the message of Christmas is that he found us. And right now, whatever circumstance you're in, we've got people throughout the room here that represent a heap of journeys, a heap of twists, a heap of turns. And for whatever reason, you find yourself here tonight to celebrate Christmas. Wherever you're finding yourself right now, I believe God wants to whisper. He wants to speak to you right now in this place. I believe defining moments are happening even right now. Maybe he's whispering, he's speaking into dreams that have died. He's speaking into desires and things in your heart that you've let die. And he's breathing life into them tonight. Dreams that you have. And tonight, let's not be people that are so busy, so wrapped up in action and noise that we actually miss the whisper of God. maybe you're here tonight and this is the first time you've been to church. This is an awesome time to be in church. Because I believe that God wants to initiate a relationship with you tonight. He's a loving Father. He's a loving Father that just wants a relationship with us. Maybe you've arrived here and you've got a lot of junk, a lot of sin, a lot of stuff that's happened in 2017, and you're saying, how could God ever whisper? How could God ever come close to me? Doesn't change His love for you. Tonight, He is close to you. And Jesus is giving us an invitation tonight to respond to that whisper. Maybe you're looking for God to turn up in your life and it's not the way you would expect. A whisper is not the way you would expect. But tonight He's whispering, He's speaking to you, He's giving you an invitation to be a follower of Jesus. Just as everyone closes their eyes for a moment, I'm going to pray in a moment. What is God saying to you? What is God whispering in this moment? Maybe you've been looking for God in different places, in different formats. But maybe He just wants to get close and whisper and speak to you tonight. Jesus tells us a story, it's a parable, and He tells us about a father who has two sons. And one of the sons decides to go live a wild life. He decides to take his cut of the inheritance and he goes out and he spends his money. He does what he wants to. He lives a wild life. And when the money has run out, when the friends are gone, he starts his journey back to his father. The amazing thing is that the father, the love for the son was not ridicule. Before the son could even start with his speech to the father wrapped his arms around him with love and acceptance and forgiveness. Before that young boy had even said one word of his speech to his father, he met him with love and forgiveness. Tonight, God is giving you an invitation. Maybe it is a whisper. Maybe there's something inside of you that doesn't know everything about God, but you just know this is the right thing to do. In a moment, I'm going to pray for us all. And maybe you've never come to that place of accepting Jesus into your life to transform your life as your Lord and Savior. Maybe you've never come to that place of being a follower of Jesus. Because He's giving us an invitation tonight to do that. And if that's you in this place and you've never acknowledged Him as Lord and Savior, you've never surrendered your life to Him, this is the time to say yes to Jesus. This is the time to say yes to Him. Maybe you've been in church for a while and you've maybe even known about God, but for whatever reason, you've walked away and you're here tonight and God's whispering to you and you need to make a decision. You need to recommit your life to Him, surrender your life to Him again. If you're in any of those two categories, I want to include you in a prayer. It's a simple but profound prayer of asking Jesus, declaring Jesus to come and live in your life. just while we're in an attitude of prayer, if that's you, would you just raise your hand for me? If there's anyone here that wants to say that tonight, I want to be a follower of Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want a brand new start. Thank you. Anyone else tonight wants to say, Jesus, come into my life. Make me a brand new person. I want to live the rest of my life for you. Anybody else, before we go on the eve of Christmas, the best decision you'll ever make is saying yes to Him. Anyone else, just quickly? It takes courage to put your hand up. 2,000 years ago, He was exposed on a cross for yours and my sin. He took the penalty of our sin so that we in exchange could have life. Thank you. Anybody else tonight that wants to say, I want to surrender my life to Jesus? Thank you. There's still hands going up. I'll just wait a few more seconds. Anyone else? Boldly put your hand up if that's you. He stands at our hearts and He knocks. Thank you. Anyone else? Why don't we all pray this prayer together? It's a simple prayer, but it's a prayer of saying, Jesus, come into my life. So why don't we pray this together? God, I give you my life. Thank you for sending Jesus to this planet. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sin. And tonight, I give you my life. Of my own free will, I give it to you. Come into my life, take control. And tonight, I declare for the rest of my life, I'm going to follow you. Amen. Why don't we celebrate that? It's just the beginning of a journey. It's saying yes to Him. I encourage you, just before we go and we're about to have roast dinner, which is awesome, just position yourself in the next couple of weeks, even in this season of mayhem and madness of Christmas, just position yourself to hear the whisper of God to your life. Because He wants to speak, because He wants to be close. And He is close. Amen. Just before we have dinner,